It's the morning show with Will here on Iconic Rock, Q92.7. Every other Friday, we talk to Joe Kleinite and Miranda Jones from the Gallen Crestline Chamber of Commerce. We wanted to add in Bucyrus back into the mix as well. So every other Friday now, when we don't have the folks from Gallen and Crestline on, we're going to talk to Tyler Jacobs, the director of the Bucyrus Chamber of Commerce. Tyler, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Will.
Oh, hey, glad to have you on the show. We want to talk about some things going on in and around Bucyrus, maybe not this week or next week, but maybe a month or so out. But what we'd like to talk about is, at least this morning, is some new Chamber After Hours event. It's an event called Chamber Connect, right?
Yeah, that's right. We've had a lot of feedback from our membership and from community members on they'd like to see an after-hours event come back, and that's exactly what we're delivering with Chamber Connect.
Okay, and how long is the event going to last? When is it being held?
So Chamber Connect, we've scheduled to be every last Wednesday of each month, and that's excluding December because obviously we'll be November and December because we'll be out on holidays. And so basically it runs from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're flexible on those times depending on who wants to host, because the idea of Chamber Connect is to have a different local business host it in their shop. And so we, for example, we had it at Norman's Niche here in downtown Bucyrus.
Okay.
And it was very wonderful.
So about how many people attend Chamber Connect events?
Well, here's the thing. The best part, especially for me, is we really don't do reservations for it or anything like that. It's a very come and go as you can and please. We're not, telling people they have to be there from 5 to 7. If you have to go home and get your kids home and get dinner ready, then stop by at 6 o'clock, you can do that. It's just a very open networking opportunity with no program. And it was kind of fun. We did a thing where we put a bucket out, and you bring your business card. So that's the point. We want you to come network and relax. But if you bring your business card and drop it in our raffle bin, we're going to raffle off a gift of up to $25 each month. And then we're going to keep all the business cards for the entire season. And at the very end of the year, we're going to do a big grand prize drawing.
Nice, nice.
Yes.
Okay. So if folks want to host a Chamber Connect, are they all booked up for the year, the next few months, or do you have openings?
I'll tell you what, we do have openings. Right now, we do have an opening in March. We have an opening in April. We have an opening in September. So
okay.
we do have a pretty good amount of people hosting these things. For example, in May we're going to be at the Crawford Success Center. In June, we're going to be at Carly's Bratwurst. So that's going to be fun. In July, Dostal and Kirk is going to host inside of their business. And August, we're really excited to be at the Bucyrus Little Theater, where they're going to give tours throughout the evening of people who want to come and see what the BLT has to offer.
So if you have an event coming up in your business and maybe you're doing like a grand reopening or you just have a special sale going on, this would be a great way to get a lot of people into your business on that particular day.
Absolutely. That's the whole point. We want to, it's at this point, it's not about the chamber. It's about these businesses that are hosting for us, and it's about offering an opportunity for people to come network with one another. For example, we were able to bring six people into Norman's Niche that had never been in there yet. And that's kind of exciting for me to see, because we want to help build those relationships between the citizens of Bucyrus and the business owners.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, a lot of times, maybe because there's so many members to the Bucyrus Chamber of Commerce, I mean, maybe this business owner doesn't know this business owner. They've heard about them.
Right.
But this is a great way to connect with people in the community.
Absolutely. You got it.
So if folks want more information about Chamber Connect or any of the things going on with the Bucyrus Area Chamber of Commerce, how do they get a hold of you guys?
You can call us at the Bucyrus Chamber at 419-562-4811, and you can talk to myself or Laura. She'd be glad to help as well.
Okay. You guys have a pretty active webpage as well, don't you?
It's www.bucyrusohio.com.
That's pretty simple to remember, bucyrusohio.com.
You got it.
Tyler Jacobs, the executive director of the Bucyrus Area Chamber of Commerce. Appreciate your time, and we'll speak again in a couple weeks.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Will.